Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day where you want to sow seeds into our lives, Lord, because you loved us first. And so those seeds can produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold as we enjoy it, understand it, enjoy it, and then persevere with your goodness, Father God, and see your goodness come through for us this day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 132 from the ESV translation. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrata. We found it in the fields of Jar. Let us go to his dwelling place and let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy for the sake of your servant David. Do not turn away the face of your anointed one.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I just see a beautiful heart of David, you know, wanting to make a resting place for God. But just the mighty thing, and it's the very foundation that we've got to hold on to at all times, is God loved us first. Amen? And therefore, his love is what he had in mind for his children from the very beginning. And from the beginning, we can see he wanted godly children. And we have a beautiful picture of that with Adam and Eve. Godly children making room for him, obedient to him, and ruling and reigning. And that's the original picture. Yes, they turned off the road and sin came in. But praise God, because of this love of God and the favor of God, and the God is not a man to change his mind. And so he sent Jesus, because his original intention was the same beauty, the same friendship and love that the Father and Son enjoyed. He wanted that for man. That's why he said, come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And then also, even before the foundation of the earth, he said that we are predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love in him. So that's God's original intention. So God has made everything available. And I think of the beautiful prayer that Jesus told us to pray, because the Godhead knows what we need. And it's our Father. So there's our Father figure. There's our source. There's the ones that's got all the love and all the favor and all the wisdom. And he's all over and all powerful. That's the one we want to wake up to. And we want his name hallowed. And that was before Jesus set the picture straight of how a child walks in the presence of the Father, in the presence of the angels, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then he died so that we can all be brought back into our destiny, into our inheritance. And that's a beautiful love that is now available. And now in the new covenant, God says, come out from among the deception, the lies, the falling short of the glory. It can be wealth, it can be hand clap, and it can be many beautiful things, but it can never compare to the beauty God has in mind for you. And that's why we've got to come out, forsake that, and draw close to God on a daily basis, because that's what a father, that's what a big brother wants, and that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. Making available to us that we come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy for the time of need. So be blessed, because God has embraced you in all that we lost. It has been restored, and we are now back part of the family in the kingdom, and now we just got to develop on schedule, staying in tune with the Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.